Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. It's Workshop Wednesday. Of course, it is Wednesday. But can you believe it's June 4th already? Oh my goodness. I can't believe that we're in June. Halfway through the year. You know, every week on Workshop Wednesday, we talk about Wednesday being hump day. And this time of the day, you're just getting up the hump a little. And by the end of the day, hopefully you've made it over the hump successfully. But a lot of us get caught up on, well, almost to the very top on the wrong side. Okay? So getting over, going down is a lot easier. You just can roll. But climbing up is difficult. And sometimes, most of the time, we get almost to the top. We run out of energy. The clock strikes 5, or maybe it's 10 p.m. Who knows how late we have to work to get to that point. And the day's over. And we never make it over that hump. And that determines how your whole week's going to go. That's why they call it hump day. And this is why we call this Workshop Wednesdays, because we're here to help you get over that hump. We're here to bring you people that are showing you what they do in their world to get through that process. Everybody out there knows that if you can find someone that has something working for them and you listen to it, you are then able to take advantage of that opportunity in your own world. But look, it's not a magic pill. You still have to take action. You got to move your feet. You got to make things take place. So every week here on Workshop Wednesday and all the other shows that I host during the week, we talk about the one word, the word of my background, 20 years in the casino business. We talk about gamble. What does gamble recognize for me? What does that represent? Growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. Today I want to talk about the word marketing. The letter M. So if you're writing it down a page, skip a line, G-A-M-B-L-E. Right across, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, enjoyment. Circle marketing, because that's this week's word. And I'm going to tell you why I picked it and what's so important about it. First of all, that we had a speaker come in from Dallas, Texas, into Houston yesterday to speak to Tough Talk Business Network. And everyone out there knows that Tough Talk Network has two pieces to their company. We have Tough Talk Radio Network and Tough Talk Business Network. And the business network is similar to the radio network in the sense that we're there to help business owners get lifted up in their business, to help them educate themselves, to help build better relationships, to help build better business. And as a team, we tend not to give up. So if you have a partner in your business, if you have a partner in your world, it's important to know that there's where the support comes from. So I want to make sure to thank Judy Hoverman for coming in and speaking on a topic that says, what do women do 3 times more than men? Well, I'm not going to tell you that answer. I know you can go to sellinginaskirt.com and find out more about Judy and learn from that. Or you can go on sellinginaskirt.com and check out her radio shows. But here's what I want to talk about. 45 people in a networking lunch. Great food, great energy, great speaker, great spotlight. Just everything was awesome. And by the end of the day, you know, you get done and you're just wiped out. It was just an hour and a half of just continuous energy flow. I was ready to call it a day, but I couldn't. I had to go home and plug in all of the emails and names so that we could reach out and say thank you to everyone who attended. Okay, so remember I said 45 people. In that 45 people, I was only able to come up with, well, there was 45 business cards, but there was only 31 email addresses that were available on a business card. Now, call me crazy, but 14 out of 45, that's almost 30% of the people in that room had no email on their business card. Hello, people. Are you hearing me? No email on the business card. Why would you do that? You took the time to design the card, pick your logo out, get your name spelled right. You didn't put the one thing on it that everybody's not too lazy to do. Email you. people don't want to call you. They feel like they're bugging you. They got great excuses, but they will reach out to email you. Start off slow. How am I going to follow up with you if there's no email there? So we talk about marketing, and everybody thinks that you need to hire a marketing company, which, hey, I'm not saying that you don't need help. Everyone thinks that you got to have great literature and great brochures and a great website and brand yourself properly and so that you're marketing properly. But look at what you already have. Is your information available to people? I mean, people have their LinkedIn address on there. What about their email address? What if I don't like LinkedIn? Maybe it's complicated for me. Maybe I don't want to go to Facebook. I just want to email you, something I'm used to. That's been around a pretty long time. So for me, I think that people need to readjust what they think they're doing in their business and add their email to everything. So it should be under your signature, even though your email address is on the email that you're sending out. Remember, we have to treat others as if they're eighth graders. And I'm a perfect example why. I don't want to go looking all over. I don't want to make it that difficult. I don't want to have to be that smart. I just want to be able to get there. So if I read your email and I see you say thank you and your name's there and the email address is right there, I can click on it and send you an email. I know I can push reply, but I know that you know enough about your business to market yourself, and that's what's going to determine why I want to do business with you. One last thing, and I'll get off this little soapbox, because it just makes it crazy that people go through all this process and they pay $20 or $25 for a lunch and they come and they are part of things and it's really great atmosphere and everybody says it was great. But 30% of them people are not going to be able to get reached unless someone calls them on the phone or drops out by their office, and most of us office out of our house. Hello, can you imagine me knocking on your door and say, hey, how you doing? I met you yesterday, and I just thought I'd stop by your office and say hello. Well, this is my house. Think about it, folks. You're not looking at this right. To me, marketing means two things: the way you represent yourself in your business card and the way you represent yourself what comes out of your mouth. That's what people are going to recognize first. They're going to hear what you're saying. They're going to make a decision whether they like it or not, and they're going to decide whether you are something that they want to market themselves to. They're also going to look at your business card and say, hey, you know, I would love to reach out to them, but there's no email address. Now, most of you out there know that you probably have a collection somewhere in your office of business cards that you never did anything with. And I got to tell you, folks, let's just take it the easy step. Vistaprint, under $15. You can get, I don't know, 200 cards, 500 cards, whatever it is. Comes in a nice little box, comes in the mail, comes real fast, real easy, simple, got a business card. Take all the cards out, you hand them all out, and keep the box, and you start filling it with other people's business cards. And you put the lid on it, and I don't know if it represents that it's a trophy. I don't really know what it represents. I do know that it is costing you lots of money, okay, for that $15 box you bought is housing thousands of dollars of money that could be in the business card of the people for business that are in that box. So think about what you're doing. Look for a way. I'm not telling you to sit down and take out 500 cards and start uploading them on a spreadsheet. Shoeboxed, E-D, shoeboxed.com. Very inexpensive. You send them everything, and they send you back the CSV file where you can upload it onto your contacts for Constant Contacts or whatever it is, MailChimp, that you use, and reach out to people. Get them involved. Let them know who you are. They want to know more about you. Just saying, market yourself better. Okay, so enough. I'm going to make a little announcements here. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come up with our guest, and we got some great stuff today. We're going to talk about moms on a mission and the energy of the gold rush. So first of all, you can call into the show, 347-989-1363. Excuse me. You can email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. You could also hit us up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Just type in Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. I'll show up. Just type in Tony Gambone. Type in Tough Talk Radio Network. We all show up. Check out the list of people that host shows weekly through the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Become a listener. Subscribe to their shows. Learn more. Be a guest on one of their shows. Bring your information. Let me show you how to market yourself for next to nothing. because it's free to be a guest, right? And I can show you how to upload that on your website so that people will come and hear you being interviewed. Turns on a whole nother perception of who you are. Okay, so 347-989-1363. Word of the week, marketing. Everybody, right now when we go to commercial break, pull out your business card and tell me if your email is on there. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. My name is Tony Gambone, and as I mentioned, it's June 4th, folks. Kids are getting out of school. Summer's here. Cold weather's going away. The first half of the year is gone. What have you done to make sure that you're in place to make it to the last part of the year? Or are you dependent on that last 12 weeks of the year? Be smart out there. Remember, the word of the day is marketing. I want to welcome to our show today, actually there's two people on the first half, Hannah Pigata and Desiree Ramirez, I'm sorry. And they're the co-founders of, Mission Moms. And so if you want to find out more as we bring them up on the show, go to missionmominc.com and check out their website. But let's bring them up on the show and welcome them to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you.
So I'm going to start with a couple of questions so that we can get moving forward here to find out more about all the things that you ladies are doing and got coming up. So first I'm going to start with Hannah. Where are you from? I know you ladies are calling in from Carlton, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But where are you from originally?
I'm from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Okay. And Desiree, where are you from?
I actually grew up all over the world, so pick a place, and that's where I'm from.
Pick a place, okay. very good. So how did you ladies meet up? I mean, how did you become friends and eventually business partners?
I was on maternity leave last summer, and I had joined some meetup groups, and so we officially met on a play date last summer.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And you did that through Meetup, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always telling people the power of Meetup because you never know what's going to happen. But the best part is you can look at the person that you're going to meet before you meet them and read some information on them. So it's a great tool.
Exactly.
Okay, so time goes really fast, so I want to make sure to dig in to Mission Mom, Inc. And let's tell me, and Hannah, let's start with you. Tell me, what is this? I mean, I think it has something to do with moms, reading the title, right? But tell me the process. What does this organization do?
Well, at Mission Mom Inc., we believe that, you know, as moms, not only are we super women, we want to be able to have a healthy family and that healthy lifestyle, but we also want to have our career. We want to have it all. And we've provided a way for us to achieve that and then also for our members. We support our mompreneurs, as we like to call them, our moms that have their own businesses, via networking opportunities, we have vendor opportunities, and then we also have exclusive services for mompreneurs, which is our membership. But apart from that, our networking and event opportunities, those are open up to all businesses at this time.
Okay, so Desiree, let me ask you this question. As I'm assuming both of you ladies are moms. I'm just going to take a wild guess at that one.
Yes.
That's why you're passionate about this. But Desiree, there's a lot of moms that are work from home, and there's a lot of moms that don't work from home. Is this based on being a business owner, or can any mom, because raising a family is a business, can any mom be a part of this?
Well, we encourage all moms, whether they're business owners or whether they're not, to check us out. We do focus on our mompreneurs, the ones that do run their own businesses, because we find it very difficult to be your own boss and to manage your family. So we really work hard to introduce our mompreneurs with other people, whether they be mompreneurs or they're not moms, to find new connections. And that's what we're all about. We're all about bringing our mompreneurs forward and helping them in their business life so they can have it all.
Hmm. So basically forming a team of moms, mompreneurs, I like that, or just a team of women that are all in the same place at one time or another during their day to create opportunity to maybe they can become a business owner through this by meeting other people that are in business. Maybe they can help grow their business, and maybe they could do business with each other. Is that pretty close to what you're doing?
Yes, that's pretty much the gist of it. Yes. We create connections for them so that they can build an everlasting network via people they meet and other business owners and so forth during our networking opportunities, but then also through our personal network, because we go to a variety of different networking events apart from what we put on, and we also market our members and our services through those as well. So they have access to those connections as well.
So that's pretty awesome. And you guys are just paying it forward all day long and helping other people. How long have you been doing that?
We founded the company in February of this year. So we're still pretty new, but we're growing very, very quickly.
Awesome. Now, I have a question for you. I know that I asked you about... have you ever been on an internet radio show before? Now, I'm always telling business owners that to use that opportunity to market yourself out there in the world, because your idea is set up in the Fort Worth area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, but this idea could travel. I mean, I'm sure you would be open to having other chapters of this in other parts of the country, but no one knows about the great stuff you're doing until you do it on a bigger platform. So what made you to decide to do an internet radio show?
Well, we our goal eventually is to be national. We have events throughout Texas and Oklahoma, so we are slowly but surely spreading the word of Mission Mom Inc. So we wanted to do internet radio to help spread the word and just broaden our base of potential fans and potential mompreneurs and people who are interested in helping mompreneurs get out there and achieve their goals.
Hmm. I like this. I kind of think along the same lines, and I think it's commendable that you're doing that to help others. Now, let me ask you before we you got some events coming up. Before we go there, I want people to know a little bit more about you. What is your previous background that you did before this? And you know, you can both answer one at a time. However, whoever wants to go first.
This is Hannah. My father was an entrepreneur, so he has a truck washing business, or hard pressure washing business. So I've done that off and on pretty much since I was 8, and that for a good 15 years, did a variety of things with him. I've worked in the healthcare industry. I've worked in restaurants. I have a diverse background, which part of that really helps with this company, but also because I couldn't find what I was really interested in and passionate about. So, as I said, I have a diverse background with different companies. I have a degree in public relations, so my background is in the marketing, PR field. I spent a lot of the time before I had my son working with small businesses, usually run out of entrepreneurs' homes. So it just made sense to me to help those people out who, you know, want to start their own business or who have their own business, because being a mom and wanting to stay home with my kids but wanting a career is really conflicting a lot of the time. So I knew that if I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, that I would have to figure out how to combine the two, and that's kind of where my background came into this, and that's where we got started.
I mean, it's very cool. You both have – so let me ask you a question, Desiree. In the beginning of the show, I was talking about marketing, the word marketing, okay, and that's your background. What is your – your take, I'll just put it that way so we don't make it your opinion. What is your take on the fact that people have a business card without their email address? Is that crazy, or am I just on, you know, somewhere?
The way to communicate nowadays is via email. We have our phone number, we have our Twitter and our Facebook. We have all our social media on our business card. So I think... Yeah, that's just silly not to have your email, because that's the number way, one way I'm probably going to contact you is via email.
Yeah, and I got to say that, you know, I do these shows because of what I learn in my daily day, and it really is something to help others with. Sometimes I make it sound like I'm giving people a hard time, but the truth of the matter is it really is important to be able to be contacted. You know, and multiple ways, because you're meeting multiple types of people. But anyway, so let me go back to Mission Mom Inc., okay, and you have upcoming events. Actually, tomorrow you have a meet and greet in your area at a Starbucks. But on June 21st, you have a mastermind networking, is that correct, at Starbucks in your area? And on the 28th of June, you have a Ladies Spa Day at the Norris Convention Center. I was just there, 2 months ago. Great place, great venue. But so tell people how they can find out more about that. Do they? Is it something they have to prepay for? What's going to be there? I mean, spa kind of tells it. But tell me what you do at your mastermind networking groups, your meet and greets, and then at the spa.
The mastermind networking events. That's open to anybody, so you don't have to be a mompreneur to come. And what we do is we just sit down and we invite everyone to bring in any struggles they're having with their business, whether it's marketing, it's hiring, personal struggles they're trying to get over regarding their business, and we share what those are, and we give each other ideas from other people in the group as well. And how they can overcome those struggles and to better their business. And I'll let Desiree talk about the spa day. The Lady Spa Day is in the shopping event, and we will also have spa services, including a med spa that's coming out to offer a variety of services, including facials, 30-minute massages, mani-pedis, haircuts, you name it, they do it. So it's a day of shopping and pampering. You can go to our website, www.missionmominc.com, and look under events, and you can buy tickets. Right now they are 50% off. If you type in early bird, two words, instead of $10, you can get tickets for $5.
Okay. So I have a question on Mission Mom Inc. Is that how you guys call it? You call it Mission Mom Inc.?
Yes.
Right?
The Inc. stands for Introducing New Connections.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm looking on your page here, and you have all kinds of information. I want to know, has anybody approached you about writing a book?
I would love to write a book. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually working on a novel right now. I'm a writer. I love to write. No one has actually, like, talked about writing a book with us about this, but that is something I would do in a heartbeat.
Okay. So I'm going to – Desiree?
Yes.
What's your take on that?
Oh, that was my take. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Hannah. You guys got similar voices.
There we go. I'm great with it. I mean, it's one of the beauties of this business and this partnership that we have, besides loving what we do and supporting each other in every way possible, is if there's another business adventure that we want to take upon, then we'll do it. So if she wants to continue to write and do more books, then I think that's great. I'm obviously not going to hold her back from that.
Okay, well, I'm going to contact you ladies because I'm doing something right now, a project, and I'm up against a deadline, but I'm always looking for people with story, okay? And it's not about their products or services. It's about their story because when people can know more about you, the connection's there to do more of whatever it is you're doing. And I have an idea. I'm going to reach out to you online and talk to you. We can set up a time to talk because I just want to plant some seeds in your mind because I think that everybody that does great things like this should be recognized, and a book is a great marketing tool. So,
I agree.
Anyway. Okay, ladies, we're coming up to the end of the interview here, so there's a couple things I like to do that I do on all my shows, and I would like to start with Hannah, and then I'll ask Desiree the question. But what is one thing that you can tell my listeners today that if they start doing will change their life? Something you've experienced that's changed your life. What would it be that they could do to change their life?
That's a great question. I would say something that I've learned recently, probably over and over again, but it's hit with me pretty hard recently, is positive and intentional self-talk. You know, I've done different MLMs and DS companies, and they've all have taught us to be intentional in what we say, not just meaning what we say, but being positive in how we talk to ourselves, and that will cause action in what you do. For example, I can sit here and say I want to achieve different things, but to sit there and tell myself on a daily basis, I am successful. Mission Mom Inc. is going places. We are tearing down walls and barriers, and we are offering new opportunities for mompreneurs out there that did not previously exist. And speaking things like that and greater things like that will cause action, and it has caused action over the past few months in my life. And so that would be the number one thing I would say, because all entrepreneurs, I think, get into what I like to call the entrepreneur blues, where we just sit here and we stop and
What am I doing?
Yes.
Why am I not having a traditional job? Why am I not providing for my family in the way that the world tells me I should do it? What on earth am I doing? I'm risking everything for that. Is this the right choice? You know, we go through those emotions, and we have to turn around and say, no, this is it. I'm in the right place. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And so turning those around and having that positive and intentional self-talk, that, again, like I said, it creates action. It will create action, and those things will come to pass in some shape or form. So I can go on and on about that. I'm actually working on a blog, and that will probably be up in the next 24 hours, talking more in depth about that on our website. So
that's awesome. Create it, and it'll happen. Speak it, and
exactly.
It's upcoming.
Exactly.
I love that.
I think mine would have to be surround yourself with people that support you. There are a lot of people that are going to tell you, no, you can, it's not possible, and they're just going to try and bring you down. But what we're all about and what I think people everywhere need is just to be surrounded with people who are cheering them on. And, you know, that's what I hope I'm providing for, you know, my business partner and our mompreneurs and just everyone around me is really believing in them. And I have people that believe in me, and that keeps me motivated, and it really helps.
Yeah. Well, ladies, I got to tell you, it's been a pleasure. Time really goes fast. I'm going to have you back on other shows. We talked about that earlier. I will be reaching out to you I like to brainstorm with people a little bit, especially when I meet them on the shows, because I'm intrigued by what they're doing, and I like to keep that going and see how I can help them connect with other things as well. But before we go today, make sure that everybody, individually, give me your website twice, that's good, and how they can contact you by email.
Okay. Our website is www.missionmom.com. Inc. That's INC.com. Again, it's missionmominc.com. You can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Just type in that name as well, and you'll be able to find us. And our email addresses are vendors, VENDORS, at missionmominc.com, and info@missionmominc.com.
Awesome. I really am thankful for you being on the show today. I appreciate your time. I'm just, like I said, very thankful that you had the opportunity to come on and tell people the awesome stuff that you're doing for the moms in your area. People out there, if you want to learn more about how you can do that in your area, they can just reach out and contact you. It would be a great way to start a movement for moms who are not recognized enough in our country for all that they do. So thank you once again, Hannah and Desiree.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right. We will talk soon. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. So, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We got a lot of callers on the line. If you have a question, I'm sure Hannah and Desiree will be available, but just press 1 if you're a caller. Or just dial in 347-989-1363 if you have a question, and our producer will get you up on the show. Also, if you want to be a guest on the show, make sure to go to workshop-wednesdayswithaness.com and fill out a registration form, and our team will get you scheduled up. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a gentleman from the Houston area by the name of Carl Scott Jr., and we're going to be talking about the energy gold rush. So make sure to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of the show. You can find us every week on Wednesday mornings at 10:30 Central Standard Time. You can find a whole list of radio shows through the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. We want to thank our sponsor for the first half of the show, which was Tough Talk Business Network. Okay, you can find out more about that organization by going to toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org. Once again, toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org. Okay, so Workshop Wednesday is a show that brings you education every week, and the education is either a learning skill or it is something that others are doing so you can learn about how important it is to stay on your mission, not to give up, and stay on the path and don't veer off to another shiny object. My second guest of the show today is a gentleman by the name of Carl Scott. He's from Houston, Texas, and I want to welcome Carl to the show. Carl, welcome.
Well, definitely. Thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on the call with you today.
Well, Carl, I'm reading a little bit about you. You've been in Houston for a little over 25 years, and you've done a few things. I mean, you ran a travel agency, a wireless communication business. You started a career in the internet industry, I guess, a little ways back, and now you are an executive consultant with a Dallas-based energy company called Ambit. But before we go there, okay, I just want to let people know a little bit more about Carl. I've had the pleasure of sitting down next to you having lunch. I've had the pleasure of talking to you on the phone. And there's a lot of good things that I want other people to know about you, Carl. So let's start out with it says you've been here for 25 years. Now, I know that you're like 27 or 28 at least. So where were you for before then?
That's very good. Matter of fact, Tony, my birthday was 2 days ago on the 30th. So it's a pleasure to hear that belated going back in time.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. I've been in Houston a little over 25 years, and I like that number, so I put that out there as the benchmark. But it has been a little over 25 years, and I love Houston because of the opportunity that it lays down for just about anyone that is either native to Houston or has transported here from another state or even another country. Great opportunity here. Just a little dun and brad on myself. Tony, I started in the telecom market several years ago with a company called MCI. To some, it's better known as Multiple Changes Instantly. But I had about 8-9 years in the business development department with MCI. And then in the mid-90s, I transitioned, and the entrepreneurial spirit came out of me. I opened up a travel business, spent a little time in the travel industry at that time, as well as a wireless communications company in the cell phone market. I transitioned out of that market when number portability became available. So it kind of lets you know the time frame or the benchmark for some telecom people that may be hearing this radio show. But then in 2002, the economy started to slip a little bit prior to that in regards to the two businesses that I had at that time. And I ended up going into the auto industry as an internet manager and director for Mazda. I spent from 2002 to the end of 13 in that industry. As a matter of fact, I only had one major transition that happened to me, and that was at the end of 2007. So about 5 years into that industry, I took a major transition, and the reason I did is something that most people would be accustomed to when you're working around the clock. Pretty much I didn't get to see a lot of daylight. I was a 70 to 80 hour work week with a ton of responsibility at that time. And income was great, but the time just wasn't there, Tony. So I took a leap of faith at that time and went into the energy industry as a energy consultant at that time with a Dallas-based company named Ambit Energy. And so I stepped out in 2007. I did it very part-time because that's the amount of time I had. And then in January 1st of 2013, I was able to leave a six-figure career for the business that I do today and have been able to bless a lot of other individuals with being able not only to be able to provide them a vehicle that could help them do what they're doing, but also mentor, coach, and I help a lot of individuals in business today, whether it's traditional business or network marketing, which is what I have a passion for, in their respective businesses. Sometimes we lack the coaching and mentoring that we need, and so I've been able to do that, Tony.
Well, I know that you and I know some of the same people, and there's someone in my leadership team and my networking group that is in the same industry with you, and I hear nothing but great things about you. You are a mentor. It's more than just being in a MLM. Okay, so and for me, I love multi-level marketing organizations. I think that they're a fit for everyone that wants to work hard enough to get to where they want to go. It's not something that you're going to be making six figures overnight just because you bought the beginning package and, you know, the person that you bought it from is making it, so you think you're a little bit better or whatever it may be. But it takes a great, strong leader of a team in any organization to be able to build that type of thing. So one of the things, the question is, you coach people in and out of any type of business that they're in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be in your organization. It could be any MLM company or any business company. What you teach them is about, what you mentor them in is about how to grow a business. So let's touch on that a second. What are the, say, three or four bullet points that people would learn instantly or recognize instantly that you could help them with?
Tony, I really believe that, number one, that you've got to make sure that when any business, traditional or in network marketing, that you make sure that your goals and objectives are laid out. And what I mean by laid out is they need to be viewable on paper. They need to be in a place that you can actually see it, or maybe a location in your home or wherever you frequent the most. But it needs to be laid out with short-term goals and objectives and your long-term goals and objectives. What is it that you are seeking to achieve in a short period of time and your long-range goals and objectives? So I think that's first and foremost. The next objective that you need to make sure you have is you need to have a strong enough reason why it is that you're going to do what you're going to do in your business in the next 6 months, year, 5 years down the line. How bad do you want it as far as your success in your business? And I think that's very, very important because when we talk about going into business in general, you run against a ton of obstacles. And one of the reasons that, you know, you'll run into obstacles and you'll have people that will fail will not get back up, will not shake the dust off and continue to move on, is because they did not go in there with a clear and concise reason why they're doing it, or their why was not strong enough to sustain the objections that they get along the way. So I think you have to be really clear-cut, work on your – state your goals and objectives, be realistic expectations of how you're going to achieve that in the period of time you set forth.
Well, you know, Carl, it sounds easy enough. All I have to do is write it down and it should work, right?
Well, I think what, you know, in to tell you the truth, you know, your visual aids, writing it down is very important, because if you can see it in front of you, you can achieve it. I mean, that's the foundation there. But it does go beyond that, just seeing it up there and acting on it. I think that more comes out of you, again, your reason why. What is the reason you're doing this? Is there something hard-pressed in your life that says, hey, I need to get up and make a change? The pain is too much to endure where I'm at right now, financially or whatever it may be. I need to make sure I make this change in my life and push forward. So you really have to tap really into why it is you do what you what you're about to step in and do. And that why needs to be a strong why.
And I was being a smart aleck, as always, but here's my point to that, okay? Because most people think, oh, if I just write it down, it'll happen. It will not happen. It's part of the process. You have to have the visual on it. Maybe you're doing it for your children, so maybe that picture needs to be next to what you're writing down, or written down something why you're doing it. It's really important, because they, you know, what the saying says is, when your why is big enough, your how will show up. But when you have someone mentoring you, okay, or coaching, or as an accountability, whatever you want to call it, okay, when someone like yourself is doing that, what happens is, as people, we tend to have the right intention when we're writing it down. We tend to really want to do it the best we can. So I'm going to compare it to going on a diet. Most people go on a diet, lose 20 pounds, and that's great. They go off the diet, they start eating, and next you know, 3 months later, they're 25 pounds heavier. The only way that they recognize it is when they go to get dressed. So they start over again and over again and over again. That gets tiring. Okay, and finally you give up and you don't do it over again. When you have someone mentoring you or a coach coaching you, you have someone to be accountable to. And most of our personalities will not allow ourselves to fail so many times. So it's really important to have a mentor on board that can see that you're an inch from the pile of gold, but you want to turn around, and you, because you can't see it, you're tired in your day. So it's really important to have someone like Carl, okay, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to help mentor you through the process. It's not because he's a rocket scientist. It's just because he's experienced the journey. And when you learn from him, you can help others that way. So I just wanted to make sure I cleared that up, because I know from a secondhand party the reviews about you, not just from you, you know, and you've never sat there and told me how great you are, but we have a mutual, and I mentioned Craig Rhodes has told me that you're an incredible mentor, and I respect what Craig tells me. I like you, I already know you, but I want people to know it's just not me saying it. So I really think it's awesome what you're doing. So,
great.
Well, Carl, tell me about Ambit. Okay, you know, there's a lot of different types of energy companies. People are regulating, states are regulating across the country. Different things are happening. I did a energy spin for a little while with another organization. I've heard some things through going to presentations, and actually you were part of one presentation that I went to that differed from other ones. So tell people two or three key things about your organization that other companies aren't offering. And this isn't a, you know, like a pitch, but I want them to know that there's a difference between each one of them. It's just not, oh, one of them again.
Well, one of the things that, you know, that I find as an asset that you have to look at in any business that you look at. And then I'm going to reference this back to what I saw in Ambit and why it fit the right mold for me, is that you need to have four components in any business. One of them being, I evaluate business by, is there something unique and consumable with a product or service? Is there something, is the business in an expanding industry? Is it in front of a wave? Number three, you want to look at something that has the perfect timing involved. Is the timing right? Is there, as it opens in that industry and that market opens, is it brand new when it comes to different markets that it hits across the U.S. and across the country? Have people ever had the ability to utilize or to be able to get that service or that product before? And then leverage needs to be there. Leverage is vital. Would you rather have 100% effort, 100% success in production out of your own efforts, or 100% of production and success out of 100 people's efforts? Leverage is truly a vital component to evaluating a business. But specifically with Ambit, the other thing is, I believe that you have to look in and look at who's at the helm of any business. Jerry Thompson Jr., who is the CEO of Ambit, and Chris Chambliss, who is a CMO. One thing about these two gentlemen, and you evaluate people also by looking at the way they dress and how conservative they are. The nice thing with these two gentlemen is, from an appearance, they dress. The dress is very professional. They are not what you call gaudy. You don't see flashy jewelry, or you know, just that presence of them is not something where they're trying to impress people by being flashy and wearing high dollar items on it, just as far as attire is concerned. The other thing is that Ambit is located in a in Dallas, Texas, in a warehouse district, and the office building, when you go into their office, they didn't invest in marble floors, high-end furniture, just really dressing up the office for its flashiness. And then what they did is they invested in their systems, into their people. So when you go into their office settings, their office is also an open platform so that people can communicate between each department very well. So I think that says a lot to defining where is it that those two leaders of that company are investing their monies. Are they investing their monies in people and systems? And that's how you identify leadership within a business. And that's important, especially if you're evaluating a business for the long haul. So you want to be in business for the duration. You don't want to look for what we call a short-term or business, something for the long haul. And that's what I was looking for at that time. And so Ambit is in the cups of an industry that is an industry that is perfectly timed from an expansion aspect. We're in an industry that the budget for what it is we offer to the public is in everyone's budget. And so I think when you're dealing with a market that involves primarily everyone that you can service in the markets that you're in, I think that's a true asset. Back to you, Tony.
Yeah, no, I agree with all this. It's great information. And I'll tell you, and I hope my listeners are seeing this, one of the things I like about you is that you just aren't marketing what you do. You're marketing the whole arena of opportunity as, you know, what to, as a business owner, what to look for, or as someone that's looking to go into business, what to look for. There's a lot of different things that I find people do with the different types of network marketing opportunities. You know, a lot of times they watch a video and emotionally they connect to it, and then it dissolves, and then they lost the opportunity to do something great because they didn't investigate, they didn't research, they didn't take more looks at things. And, you know, people don't go out and buy a McDonald's franchise without investigating what it is that they have to do. And, you know, the organization that you're looking at as a group to join might not be McDonald's, but you as a business owner are the same person that would be responsible for the same research. So I like the fact that you tell people something that they should be looking at, what they should be looking for, and why. Okay, I mean, and how are they spending that money? Is it on them? Because we know if it's about them, it's never about you. And, you know, that doesn't always work out long term. So I like the way you put that. I keep getting more and more impressed, Carl, with the way you handle yourself. And I think that people out there should know more about how they can get you to be a part of their business to teach them. So how do they contact you?
Tony, I can be contacted at 713-206-3305, and my eFax line and toll-free number is 866-550, and my personal website that you can view me at is www.carlwscott.com, and that's Carl with a C. And Tony, I wanted to say, and wanted to get time to say this to you, is that in the short time that I've had time to meet with you and come to know you as well, Tony, I really feel like, and people identify other people when they have similarities amongst each other, and what I identify to you is that you have a heart and a passion for assisting and helping others. And that's how I live my life. And that's what I applaud a lot of my success to, is being able to see success in others. I evaluate the success in my own life by the level of success in other people that I've touched. So I see that all day in you, and I just want to commend you for that.
Well, thank you. It's really good when you can connect with people, like-minded people. And, you know, I met you one night. I ended up sitting next to you in an event, and the energy was there. And it's real important that people recognize that, because God puts us in places for a reason, and we are every day where we're supposed to be, whether we like it or not. But when you get a chance to be with like-minded people, great things happen. So, run out of time. I just want to say, you know, it took us a long time to get you up on the show. I am going to be bringing you back on other shows because I want people to know more about you. And what's the one thing today that you could tell everyone out there that would help them through their hump of hump day on Wednesday?
I would tell people that, you know, when you're trying to get through the week, Wednesday, hump day. Know that the weekend is coming, but hey, aside from all of that, be consistent and persistent in what you do for your business, your life, and your health. Be consistent and persistent with it, you know, and make sure that your heart is in the right place. Make sure that you understand that business is about a we. It's not about I. I think sometimes we get it confused. And the more you speak it, you know, that, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to have success for others. We're going to make sure that the people that see us, view us, and pay close attention to our business is being blessed by it. Then the more you speak that, the more it becomes, and you start getting that eye out of your personality, I mean, out of your speaking. And so, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, guys. Just get out there, be consistent and persistent, and go out there and grab life by the horns.
Well, Carl, thanks again for your time today, for all your tips and for being who you are and helping others in the mission. And just make sure that people out there know to go to your website to get a hold of Carl or contact me, and I'll personally introduce you to him. We're out of time. We're up against the clock. I just want to say thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, folks, that's the show for today. No wrap-up. We'll pick it up next week at Wednesday at 10:30 Central Standard Time on Workshop Wednesdays. Have a blessed day and a great rest of the week. And remember, the word of the week is marketing.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.